the Boulder City Podcast. I'm Roger Gross, the host of the program, and today we're doing another in our series of podcasts with candidates for the City Council of Boulder City. We're doing this in cooperation with Boulder City Social, and in light of the lack of public forums, we hope these podcasts will help guide Boulder City voters to decide who to vote for in the upcoming April 6th election and probably a subsequent runoff. Today we welcome Mike Guccione. Mike, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me here, Roger.
So why don't you give us a little bit of your background and why you think it qualifies you to serve on the City Council of Boulder City?
Well, prior to moving to Boulder City about 10 years ago, I was in business in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area for some 40 years. And before that was 10 years in the Los Angeles area. But I've been running businesses all over the country, you know. I've had experiences. My last experience was in New Jersey, but I've managed up 450 employees.
Okay.
You know, small businesses, and that's a lot of families to be watchful for, and
sure.
so on and
so.
But I've always been a rebuilder. You know, if your company, the primary reason you want to talk to me is to help make your company better.
Okay.
That's the primary reason.
Okay, great. So why do you want to be a council member? I mean, it's a tough job. You know, I've seen some of the binders you have to go through for every meeting, and, of course, it doesn't pay a lot.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to do this for the money.
Right.
I don't think anybody's going to do this for the money. I think that, like any job, there's a lot of minutia you have to deal with, okay, that doesn't necessarily reflect what's really going on. So I believe that, you know, when you volunteer to do something like this, and you're really volunteering, okay, you have to take the good with the bad. But there's a lot of things going on in this town that I don't think very many people are aware of.
Right.
You know, and that concerns me the most.
Okay.
That's what I'm very concerned about. Because they have all these backdoor deals going on. And old-time politics. The only thing that's missing are the cigars and the smoke.
Right. So I think, you know, some of those backdoor deals were part of the reason that the entire city council was turned over in the last few years. A new council, new mayor. And the reason was that because there were those kind of deals that seemed to be threatening the slow growth ordinance in Boulder City. Do you support the slow growth ordinance?
I think that you have to have infrastructure to support growth. Okay. And if you don't have infrastructure to support growth, then you have a problem. It's just like there's a sewer pump station on the corner of the highway and Quartzsite. Or Nevada Way.
Right.
In the 10 years I've been here, they've never been able to fix it. And the stench, I don't even know how the people that live adjacent to it are can live there sometimes because of the stench. So my thoughts are, how hard is it to fix this, you know? And why hasn't it been addressed? And why are we doing all these other things and not really doing things that directly affect sanitation and so forth and so on? You know, plus the fact that, you know, there's firing people and you know, getting the city involved in hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of legal stuff, okay? Whose benefit is that? Who's benefiting from that, you know? Or is that just bad management? And I tend to lean towards bad management.
Right, right. Okay. So, but in terms of the slow growth ordinance, are you in favor of that, being able to control the number of houses that are built every year?
I think there should be some controls. Absolutely. Okay. I think that, you know, if you overbuild is a big problem as much as underbuilding. Okay. But we have a lot of small businesses that are being affected. Okay. For because primarily of, you know, the policies here in Boulder City, and it's difficult to do a small business here, as you can tell. You know, we have a lot of abandoned buildings, or they, at least they look abandoned, and I don't think that's an image we want to portray. You know, I just don't think so.
Okay. So I've always been a little confused about what the city's fiscal strategy is, you know, in terms of, you know, keeping taxes level or raising them when it comes to needing more services, you know, for the residents of the city. Where do you stand on the way the fiscal health of the city is right now?
Well, as you know, being a resident, our utility bills were significantly increased. Mm-hmm. But is there an improvement?
Right.
Does anybody see an improvement? You know, we're still having trouble in certain parts of town getting Wi-Fi mm-hmm. signals. Okay.
Right.
And you know, the city is my understanding that they're grandfathered in. They don't pay for some of these services. Mm-hmm. They just charge us for them. Okay. Right. So I don't know if it was, you know, I know as a homeowner here that it was a considerable increase. I can't imagine how it affects, you know, some people that are renters here in town right. or families with small children or whatever, you know.
Right. That's on a fixed budget.
They're on a fixed budget. Maybe. You know, yeah. I don't know, you know, it's got to be affecting people.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure. No question. So the city, you know, has been in several businesses over the years, certainly starting with the golf courses. You know, the Muni was built very early on, and then Boulder Creek came on about 10 years ago. And you know, from what I understand, they're not making money yet. But are you in favor of the city retaining ownership of them and running them the way they have been running?
I think part of the reason they're not making money is because they're managed or were managed by the city, okay? Mm-hmm. And the city doesn't know anything about running golf courses. And they are beautiful golf courses, mm-hmm. okay?
No question.
And the gentleman, Andy, his last mm-hmm. name escapes me, but is leasing the golf courses mm-hmm. now from right. the city. He's been able to bring, I mean, try and go get a tee time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're busy, mm-hmm. okay? And the reason they're busy is because people want to come here to play golf. It's right. a beautiful place to come. They have a nice golf courses and so on and so forth. And so I think that, you know, you need to do what you know how to do mm-hmm. and don't get involved in things you don't know how to do.
Okay.
So that would be like me trying to tell you how to operate a car dealership.
Mm-hmm. Well, a great example of that is when the city took over the fuel farm down at the airport. You know, they had leased it to a private individual who was running it very efficiently, also paying the city a certain amount of money every year, and then they took it away from him and they tried to run it themselves, and now I understand they're losing money on it. So, I mean, is that a decision you think should be revisited?
I think that okay. Does the post office make money?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it should not be run by the government. Okay.
Right.
They're a bureaucrat, and because if they knew how to run that business, they'd probably be in that business.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think when you have an operator that's making money for the city and there's no problems, mm-hmm. why are you going in there and rocking the boat?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously now we're finding out that the city doesn't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just don't know.
Well, and then the same city that took over the fuel farm is now taking over the hangars. First set of hangars leases expired, and the city's taking them over. Now I understand the fire alarms don't work in those hangars, and the city has to put, you know, at least $150,000 into fixing those alarms. I mean, again, is this a decision you'd like to see revisited? Maybe let the hangars stay with their original owners?
Well, I don't know who on the board thinks they're qualified to run an airport,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I don't know who on the board has experience in that field, okay? But I think we're back to the same thing. Don't get involved in something you don't have any experience in, because, you know, if I took over a vacant building here in Boulder City and it needs $200,000 worth of work to bring it up to code,
mm-hmm.
okay? Am I prepared to do that? Do I know how to do that? Do I have a team in place to do that? You know, there's a lot of different things that have to go on. So if you're not prepared to run a business, then what are you doing? So
right.
to answer your question, yes, that needs to be revisited.
Okay. Well, they also, the people that do know, they had on the airport advisory board, you know, advise them to just extend the leases, and they ignored
Leave
that.
Leave it alone.
That, yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Great. So you mentioned small businesses, and I really believe small businesses are the heart and soul of the business community in Boulder City. Do you think the city does enough to encourage the growth of small businesses?
No, I think they're doing the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're making it very tough on small businesses mm-hmm. here. You know, they're just, you know, that look at the number again. There's a lot of vacancies in this town,
mm-hmm.
okay? And they seem to be very okay with certain businesses and not with others, okay? I know some people that wanted to improve their businesses and wanted to expand their businesses, and the city just gave them a hard time until the guy says, just, I can't deal with this anymore. You know, so they discouraged them to expand, okay? And by expanding, everybody benefits. It's more jobs. It's more attractions to come here. I mean, this city is somewhat busy on the weekends, you know, almost every weekend.
Sure, right.
Because people, we've made Boulder City a destination, okay? Whether you like it or not, it's a destination,
right.
Okay? So why not do everything you can to make it as pleasant for everybody so they're more willing to come here and spend their money, you know? And that helps small business. That helps everybody here.
Well, you mentioned, you know, most of the small businesses are really involved in the tourism trade. They do well when the tourists show up. So a lot of these events that bring tourists to the city, we have the Art in the Park, the Spring Jamboree, Beer Festival, those kind of things. Do you think the city should encourage more of those citywide events?
I was appalled this past summer. Mm-hmm. That they canceled the 4th of July fireworks.
Yeah.
And I was more than happy to see that the citizens of Boulder City decided to celebrate the 4th of July regardless.
Right.
Okay. I think that we should have a lot of outdoor events.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should have as many as the sponsors are willing to do. Okay. Because it brings the community together, it brings small business together, it gives everybody a chance to get out and say hello to each other. And as we've been told by the CDC, the virus cannot live in this heat. It ain't happening. So you don't have to even worry about that outdoors.
Okay.
You're safer outside than you are inside.
Right. So I mentioned the city council has turned over, and so they've been running with the city council now for over a year. Are you satisfied with the way the city council is overseeing the government?
No, I think there's something bad going on here. Mm-hmm. I think there's something that we don't know. And like I said earlier, you know, when you fire your city manager and you fire your city manager president, and now you're trying to fire your city clerk in the middle of an election who runs the election, what are you trying to do here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and who benefits from this?
Right.
It's kind of like, let's follow the money here and see where it's going. Mm-hmm.
So in terms of the policies of the mayor, do you understand what he's doing in terms of running the city?
I have no idea what his point is. Okay, he just seems to be wanting to take everything over.
Right.
Because if he fires the city clerk, there's nobody between him and a fair election.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody.
Right.
So what are we doing? You know, but he seems hell-bent on doing this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody is asking him to put the brakes on and slow down, at least until after they have a full board installed after the elections. Mm-hmm. And he appears to be unwilling to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you mentioned the utility costs are rising. Do you think the city should really control that a little bit more? And also, you know, the infrastructure they say is crumbling in terms of not only the electrical grid, but also the water system. And those rates are likely to go up pretty soon. I mean, should the city be doing more to control those costs?
Well, I think the city has an obligation to keep the standard of living here on a reasonable level, okay? Mm-hmm. But when you have 15, 20, 30% increases, you know, you're just, you know, it's like firing a shotgun, okay, but not using bullets, you're using buckshot. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just hoping that you do something that covers something, okay? So I don't know what their plan is. I don't know what they're looking to do, but I can't believe that the new housing, okay, that's been built in the last few years has really impacted the situation that was here before they increased, okay? And I'm sure they need newer sewers because some of these old sewers in some of the older neighborhoods, I think, are made out of clay.
Yeah.
Okay? So, you know, I don't know when was the last time somebody was down there and took a picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. So one of the reasons Boulder City has such great tourism is because of the historic nature of the city. You know, we have a lot of historic buildings downtown, but Are they really historic? You know, when we saw the old hospital get torn down a few years ago overnight, basically, and that already had been designated as a historic structure, and still they were able to take it down. I mean, do you think the historic commission needs to have a little more teeth, or how do you think we should handle historic buildings in the city?
Well, I'm kind of a black and white kind of guy. Mm-hmm. If it's a historical building, it's a historical building. Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to remodel it, you want to make it worthy again for public entrance, mm-hmm. or whatever it is you want to do. You want to turn that building into an apartment house. I don't know. Okay, but how do you go behind the historic people and get permission to tear down a historical landmark? Mm-hmm. Then it's not historical. You know? It's just like the old Browder building.
Right.
The Browder building is deed number one in Boulder City. Mm-hmm. The first deed ever issued in Boulder City.
Right.
Do you know they're stopping that building from being historic? So why are they stopping it from being historic? You know, the city is not trying to preserve, okay? And, you know, I'm glad to see that somebody's in there now, mm-hmm. okay?
Well, I think they've done a pretty good job renovating it. I mean, they didn't alter the historic nature of the building to any great extent.
Yeah, I just kind of wonder if they were grandfathered in on a bunch of stuff, and that's why they left the exterior walls mm-hmm. the way they are.
Right.
But I don't disagree with you. They've done a really nice job, mm-hmm. and I'm glad to see the building back in use again.
Right. Now, there's another building that's been on everybody's in the front of everybody's mind, which is the water filtration plant over on Denver. You know, that's a very historic building. I understand it's one of the first water filtration systems ever introduced in Nevada, and it's great looking inside. You know, but once you see it, you know, you see it once. I mean, are you going to come back and see it again? I mean,
I think that whole park setting around right. the building mm-hmm. could be better utilized. Not saying take the building down. I right. think that. You know, every kid that goes on a field trip in elementary school or junior high school should understand why this town is here, mm-hmm. okay, and what made this town great, okay? But I think that we could utilize that park a little bit more. Maybe have, I know there's a Victory Garden on one side mm-hmm. and there's some other things, and I've seen them over there doing some landscaping of late and things right. of that nature, but maybe it's time to have a little art in a park there, a miniature art in a park.
Well, what about the building itself? Would you be in favor of maybe leasing it out to a company that would respect the historic nature of the building and maybe make it into a restaurant or a brewery or something like that? It's already got the big tank holders, you know.
It's got everything you need to do all that stuff right. that you've just mentioned, right. and I'm not opposed to doing that because, mm-hmm. again, the city's not going to really maintain it. They just let it sit there. So, you might as well get somebody in there to take care of it.
Yeah, they're going to have to maintain it if the city owns. And then it's also not on the tax rolls.
Because it was in pretty bad shape for a while.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
bad shape.
Right. So, you mentioned, some of the things that have happened as a result of the pandemic, you know, in terms of the way the city approached it. You know, there are other towns and counties in Nevada that pretty much told the governor, we know our town, you know, better than you do, and, you know, we'll put the restrictions in that we see fit. It didn't happen in Boulder City. They just pretty much followed by rote whatever the governor said. Now there's questioning whether they're even going to have the 4th of July fireworks this year. You know, I mean, do you think the city has handled the pandemic well, or do you think it could have been handled differently?
I think that sitting on their hands and doing nothing is kind of like the governor following California. Mm-hmm. You know, what happens in California has no bearing on Nevada, and what happens in Carson City or Ely, Nevada, right. has no bearing on Boulder City. And I think that, you know, not making a decision mm-hmm. and not using common sense is worse than making a bad decision, mm-hmm. okay? Because if you make a bad decision, you can always back up and readjust, mm-hmm. okay? But when you just sit on your hands and do nothing, what are you doing? What's the message? Mm-hmm. What's the message? What's the message to your small businesses that right. you're putting out of business, mm-hmm. okay, that they may not recoup this year?
Right, sure.
They may not recoup next year.
And there's already several of them that just completely went
yeah,
out of business.
And you yeah. put a lot of people out of business, so mm-hmm. do you have any responsibility there, you right. know? And Boulder City never had a tremendous problem. Mm-hmm. You know, what was our problem?
Right, right, okay. So, One of the big issues before city council now, and I think they're putting a couple of referendums on the ballot this time, is about the pool. Pool obviously needs either repair or replace, but you know, the $40 million aquatic center they first talked about obviously is out of our league. How would you approach that issue?
Well, I think that you have to address, it's like eating an elephant. You got to do it one bite at a time, mm-hmm. okay? So if it needs, I think you have to do all the necessary repairs first.
Right.
Now, okay, I think there's several companies, whether you use local companies or a bigger company, okay? I can't believe that it would cost $40 million to build a nice swimming pool, mm-hmm. okay? Does it have to be state of the art? Does it have to be Olympic caliber? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think the kids that go use that pool don't really know the difference. So who are you trying to satisfy? Are you trying to satisfy the people of Boulder City, or are you trying to satisfy some part of your ego?
Well, to be the devil's advocate here, Boulder City has a long history with great swimmers. We even have a swimmer who may be the Olympics this year and one of the favorites. So, it has a great history with the swim team and the swimming. I mean, maybe we do have an Olympic-sized pool, but maybe not, the huge aquatic center that they were talking about.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, do we actually need a huge aquatic center,
right.
or do we need a facility that's functional?
Right.
That gives everybody what they want,
mm-hmm.
that gives them, allows them to train, allows
right.
them to have sports activities
mm-hmm.
or whatever. There's a big difference there,
mm-hmm. Okay, great. So one last question. How do you think you can contribute to a better future for Boulder City and its residents?
Well, I think it's time for somebody with some common sense to sit on this board,
mm-hmm.
How do you justify some of the decisions that have been made? I just don't understand it. Stop somebody on the street and ask them.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them. First of all, they probably don't even know what's going on. They don't know all the things that are going on. So whose job is it to keep everybody informed? And I think that's just bad management.
Mm-hmm.
I think the city is poorly managed. And, I think that their actions are speaking louder than my words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think it's time to draw a line in the sand here and let's make a stand.
Mm-hmm.
And let's start thinking about the people of Boulder City.
Right.
And not myself.
Okay, great. Well, Mike, how can people contact you if they have any other questions? And do you have a website they can go to see some of your positions?
Sure. The website is Elect Guccione. That's mm-hmm. GUCCIONE
.com.
And if you go to the website, it's the easiest thing, because then you can... There's a lot of ways on there to contact me.
Okay, great, great.
Okay.
Well, congratulations on at least getting into the race here, and hopefully we'll talk to you, when the runoff comes up and you're one of the four remaining candidates. So congratulations and good luck.
Well, let's get together and make Boulder City better.
Thanks for listening to the Boulder City Podcast and our interviews with the council candidates. We hope it helps voters in Boulder City decide on their vote in April. Early voting will open March 25th and continue until April 2nd. Then voting will be open all day on April 6th. All registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. You can follow the directions on the ballot to vote via mail, or you can ignore it and show up to vote in person at the polls. If you're not registered to vote, you have until March 9th to do so either in person at City Hall or by mail. For more information, visit the Boulder City Government website at bcnv.org. A special thanks to Gene Widener and Tina Kluver of Boulder City Social for helping us arrange these interviews. So we'll see you next time on the Boulder City Podcast.